between a lot of writers in this city?
I mean, there's hostility, and I feel like the hostility is not, all right, how can I explain this? New York is different, but very similar to a lot of big cities. But New York, we are so fucking condensed. Like, I'm sure you see it. Like, we're definitely stacked on top of each other. No one has, like, any real sense of breathing room compared to other places in the country, other places around the world. And I know this is, like, there's places that are worse than this, but I'm just speaking from my existence here. So, New York, you have a lot of people just on top of each other. You know, there's not a lot of room. Everybody's doing what you do. So, people feel like, you know, I have to... People feel like they have to outshine others, or they have to one up somebody else to get the same recognition. So there's a lot of hostility in New York, but it's kind of like, how can I say, it's there, but it's not really there, because there is hostility, right? But most of the people in New York that have beef with each other, they know where they have mutual friends. You know, New York is a big city, but it's, again, it's so condensed and it's a small world. So we all know where each other hangs out. We all hang out at the same bars. Like, people know where to go, like, to handle some stuff. And I feel like it's really more about smoke and mirrors, because there are a lot of people about that hostile shit that will pop on you, might pull out a weapon on you or something. But a lot of this shit is just people talking to try to make themselves look tough or fit into an image that they aren't really living. You know what I mean?
I definitely feel that for sure. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I feel like in general there's been a lot more beef these days in the graffiti world from COVID, people's mental health, all of this, you know. But it's really cool to hear that, and for you to share this all with some people in Montreal, you know, that might be listening. They might be out painting right now. It's, you know, it's 3 a.m. People might be in their cars doing whatever they're doing, you know.
Yo, it's like New York, there's hostility in every, like, graph scene, like, all over, right? New York is more passive aggressive, because, like I said, everybody kind of has an idea of where people are, who people look like. Everyone wants to show their face online, you know, so it's easy to find people. If someone really wants to fight somebody, if someone really has beef with you in New York, they can make it happen. But it doesn't happen because it's all passive aggressive. Meanwhile, you go some places like me being like experiencing the West Coast, going to LA and SF, where graph is more tied in with gang politics. So it's like out there, it doesn't matter if you're the king of LA. If you write over someone's gang, that gang is going to be looking for you. And they're going to be like putting in work to find you. If you talk to anybody who lives like in like places like that, they'll tell you, I've been shot at, I've had people press me, people pull out guns on me, knives and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it could be a pretty real scary thing, even though it's just paint on walls, you know?
Yeah, it's that and ultimately that's the craziest shit to us. It's really just paint on the walls. And yeah, we're doing that at the expense of these property owners, but no one expects to have a fucking strap pulled on you, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. Liam, you got any questions? Alright. Well, I feel like we should wrap this talking segment up. We could get back into it in a little bit, listen to some music, and then talk a little bit more about this, some of your photography as well. I'd love to hear more about it, everything else you do in life, not just graph, because I want to get the full picture of you on this show. It'd be really cool.
Let's go.
But thanks for sharing that. You got anything to share with our listeners in Montreal right now? Any final points about graph? Anything we were talking about? Little bits of things to say?
If you're listening to this and like you're new to graph or whatever, you're thinking about getting into it, just do it for yourself. 100%. Do it. Like, set a goal for yourself, a personal goal, and try to make that happen. Don't worry too much about any like the being seen or being noticed. Just do it to have fun, make memories with your friends, be smart about how you're putting yourself out there, and make sure you're ready to deal with any consequences that comes with it, because you could fuck your life up catching tags, especially if you don't know where you're catching tags at. You can, like, there's worse things than being arrested. You can get the shit kicked out of you by people if you're in the wrong neighborhood, or you're in the right neighborhood and you're just hitting something you have no business doing. So just be smart about what you're doing. Be mindful and just remember, like, you got a family to go home to. Nobody want to put up with your bullshit, paying for your bill, trying to get do a GoFundMe, none of that. So if you're going to do this shit, just prepare yourself and have a backup plan, you know. Have lawyer money set up. Try to have it so that you don't have to depend on anybody else if things happen. Because if you're doing this for a long enough time, you're going to have to deal with the cops at some point.
Amen to that. Thank you for those final points. Really, really good way to wrap it up. All right, let's get back into the music. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio, coming to you at about 3:03 in the morning. We're listening to Kumasi Washington right now. Let's get back into the music.
I did my best, I gave all that God. I got hypnotized by simplicity. It was prophesied when I was just a kid. There's no answer I can take.
Hey, yo, you already know what the fuck is going on. It's your boy Wave Gotti here with CKUT 90.3. It's approximately 3:17 in the morning. I just want to put y'all on to the next track by Blue Anxiety called Internet Terrorist. Now, let me tell you something about Blue Anxiety. It's one of the hardest hitting punk groups coming out of New York right now. My guy fucking Chai, Dracula Orango. You already know the fucking vibes. My boy X Harlow. Going crazy with the goth freestyle. We here. Eat the rich on LSD. You know the fucking vibes. Let's get it.
President of the United States, a former New Yorker, who seems to enjoy stabbing his hometown in the back, talking about no bailout for New York. What kind of human sees the suffering here and decides that people in New York City don't believe? What kind of person does that?
Transylvania! I spent, no wrong or right. Roll around the blue lights, you could see melting ice. Neighbors found them leaking out the other night. Coulda hit him when he tried to write. Piccadilly Club on the lead pipe. Grow out in the east, learn to eat and fight. Reading sight, dance stairs that keep me up at night. Trying to roll away. New space, new blade, it's the same thing. Happy like it did out in Rockaway. I still see when I hit the grave. Sailors moving on this next wave. The next play for you. Metallic taste, metallic waves. Getting me back in the day. But shit has changed. Try night, covered in the ash, I hop the green board. I cut both hands and they still sore. From rolling through this marsh pit too hard. Arms and the body parts coming at the top floor. I'm trying to roll away. New space, new blade, it's the same thing. Happen like it did out in Rockaway. Still say when I hit the ground.
All right. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's about 3:32 in the morning. It's Out of the Void Radio. Here with a special guest, as some of you have heard, if you're just tuning in. His name is Cylon. He goes on Instagram by Young Durag. We had a nice little conversation about graffiti in our last talking segment. And now we're going to talk about something a little different. My friend over here is a pretty good photographer, so I guess let's talk about some photography. Might as well.
Let's go.
All right, well, tell me about it. What type of photography do you do?
I love street photography. Just like capturing spontaneous moments, you know? I've dabbled in like studio work before, but my passion really is just like catching things on the spot, just like everything going on, you know?
For sure. Catching like the realest moments, you know, not having people pose for a picture really.
Yeah.
Could be a pose, but it's in a fun moment, you know, and capturing that moment.
Uh-huh. Just nice like intimate moments, like you know, like just yeah, just like that. No rehearsed bullshit, just things like natural and organic. That's the one thing that I try to like stand by across like every art form that I delve in, like to keep everything like just organic and fresh and like just a little simple, you know,
mm-hmm.
Not forced.
For sure. It's really important for it to not be forced. And looking at your Instagram, you know, it's a lot of film photography. It seems like that's mostly what you do, right?
Yeah, I started with digital photography in 2010. My mom bought me a Olympus E420 when I graduated high school. Used it on and off for a few years. And I want to say 2014, I met this dude named Nick Sansone. And he was one of my, like, I started working my first job, really. And my boss was friends with him. He was, like, the Coke merchandiser, but he also did photography. And this is my first time really, like, taking a glance at, like, film photography and looking at his work. And it kind of blew my mind, especially he was doing multiple exposure photos, which I thought was really fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I started asking him about it, and he showed me how to like do multiple exposure photos on my camera. Like there's like an artificial way of doing them on digital, but it didn't come out the same. And I really wanted to experience like what he was doing. So a little while after that, I ended up buying my first film camera, which was a Canon AE-1 from my homie Michael. And I probably ruined the first five or six shots of six rolls of film. Definitely did not get developed. They were all blank. But once I got that first roll of film rocking, it's been on and popping since then. I kind of put the digital camera down. I still have it for like family moments and stuff like that. But it's just been film ever since. Film like has my heart captivated.
For sure, it seems like it does that to many, including myself. You know, I'm only into film photography. I don't deal with any digital photography, and it's just something about the look of a film picture, you know.
Yeah, that grain, and like after a while, you have an idea of how your photos are going to come out, but there's still that chance that they might come out wacky, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
they come out horrible. Sometimes it'll come out how you expect it, but they come out even better than you expected, you know.
And usually they do. I remember when I first got into film photography, it was like through using disposable cameras. I just buy disposable cameras because I thought they looked cool. And I also remember getting some random double exposures, not even on purpose or anything like that, and was super, super turned on to that. But yeah, it was all disposable cameras for me that got me into film photography. And honestly, I find it's a lot more real, at least for myself, than a digital photo, because a digital photo, you could take so many on your phone, you know. I could just take, like, 20 pictures of the same thing and try to get the perfect picture. The film photo, I feel you're going to cherish this moment. You're picking, like, a certain thing that you want to capture in this
exactly.
limited space that you have, given how expensive film is even right now. You know, the cost of developing film, the cost of buying film. And I feel like you just appreciate the photo a lot more, not only in that moment, because you're taking it because of those limited resources, but also after you finish that whole 36 exposure roll or 24 exposure roll, which is probably like a few weeks later, you just see the moment that you captured and you really like remember it and appreciate it a lot more than when you just look at it on your phone.
Hell yeah, definitely it holds a different type of weight, you know. It's also like I don't know, like you said, like everything, like you cherish what you're capturing more, so you're thinking about like you're gonna make this count, you know? And but without putting too much thought into it, you're just like, yo, I know what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna try to make every shot count. I feel like with digital, it's easy to shoot 100 or 200 shots.
Exactly.
And they're all like just throwaway stuff. But film, I can go out, and if I shoot 10 photos that night, I know at least 6 or 7 are going to be strong enough on their own that, like, they hold their own weight, you know?
Definitely. Definitely. I feel you on that for sure. Do you shoot with any point-and-shoots or mostly with that big camera? What was that camera I saw you with the other night?
So, right now, I use a Canon Elon 2. It's like a digital film camera. Before that, I was using a Pentax 105R zoom. Before that, it was mainly a Canon AE-1, and I also had Olympus Stylus Infinity that was gifted to me that I used for a while until it stopped working.
That's a nice camera. Those are pretty cherished, like, among film photographers, point-and-shoot photographers at least.
Yeah, I will say the Canon Elon 2 is probably the nicest film camera I've ever used. I've never been more satisfied with a purchase than I've been since I had this camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's my baby.
I don't even know what it looks like. I'm going to have to like Google it and see what it looks like. But I'm sure I've seen it. The AE-1, I know it's a classic film camera. It's a big starter camera.
No, I love it. And some people, a lot of people, what they don't like about older cameras is that they're so heavy. But to me, like, I love it. I love like that weight. It mm-hmm. makes me like approach like shooting differently, like just
how so?
I'm just more mindful of how I hold the camera and how I use the camera. It's not like a little point and shoot you can have dangling around, like you can get like crazy. Like with the Canon, you have to be on point. You have to like, you know, be solid. You don't wanna drop it, you don't wanna like ding it up, you know? So
definitely, and the whole composition of the photo, I feel, it's an SLR, right? Like,
yeah.
You're adjusting everything.
Yeah, I'm, like, right now on the Elon 2, I shoot, like, automatic, but with the Canon, I shoot straight manual.
Word. Yeah, it's definitely a different photo, you know, when I'm shooting on my Pentax Spotmatic. It's a fully different picture that I'm taking on there versus all my point-and-shoots, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel you on that for sure. What else can I say about film photography? What else is cool to say? I don't know. You've put out some zines, right?
Yeah, I love zines. I put out the first one. It was kind of like for fun. My first zine, it was like a mini zine, a mini book. But after that, in 2018, I was doing this photography internship in Woodstock, and I was already working on a zine. I had some, like, family things going on. My mom became really ill, and I had to, like, put everything on hold and come back. And I had also, shout out to being an interdisciplinary artist, I got arrested for graffiti in that summer, so I wasn't working before that, before I started the internship. I didn't have a lot going. I had some money saved up, but not a lot. So I was really, like, in a fucking jam, and I was just thinking to myself, what can I do? And I'm like, oh. Instead of, like, doing some shit that would get me into trouble or, like, trying to, like, sell some weed or some shit, I'm like, yo, I'm already working on this zine. Let me get this zine out. So when all that shit was going on, I reached out to one of my friends, my homie Mikey, and I told him, like, hey, like, I want to do this zine. I want to release it. Like, I need some money right now. You can help me out. Loan me the money to get it started, get it going. And he gave me the loan to get the zine printed. That was, like, my first time really making a zine for, like, for the purpose of, like, selling and, like, you know, putting my shit out there online. And I made a killing. And the feedback was incredible. And I like to say, like, looking back, it's still, like, it holds its own weight. But the funny thing for me is, like, people would comment on how it was structured, how it was laid out, and look like it took a lot of time mm-hmm. into making it when, like, the reality was I probably went on InDesign, like, way to the last minute that I said I was going to, like, put this shit together. I probably put it together in, like, a day and a half. Just had to keep fucking with it because I kept fucking up the formatting. But I just did that shit on the fly, and it came out, like, fire. It came out better than my expectations.
Amazing.
So I dropped my third one this May when I went to the Bay Area for the second time. And now I'm actually about to release the fourth one.
Sick.
Thank you.
Well, it's good promo right now. You could promo it to the listeners here in Montreal.
Yeah, you already know. So the next chapter, the infamous Wave Gotti, is dropping soon. I'd like to say before Christmas. Really, what I'm waiting on is just one of the sponsors to get back with their flyer, the image for their flyer. But once that's done, the zine will be printed. I'll be getting that out there.
Sick. Where can people find you on Instagram right now? I already said it a few times, but let's hear it again.
I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is young.durag. Also, you can hashtag me, Wave Gotti, WAVEGOTTI. You can also Google me. You can look up Wave Gotti on Flickr. I have like my whole digital, well, not my whole digital collection, but a lot of digital shots on my old Flickr if you look up Wave Gotti.
Sick. Everyone check it out. I'll definitely check it out because I've never seen your Flickr yet, just the Instagram. Anyways, we might as well get back into the music. It's about 3:45 in the morning. Well, 3:43 with about 17 minutes left in our show. Give you the mic one more time. You got anything to say to any aspiring film photographers out there? Any advice? You already gave the graph advice. Now let's hear the photography advice.
Don't think too hard. Just capture things. Shoot in manual. But I'm not going to be one of those people that tell you to shoot in manual 24/7. Shoot manual when you're comfortably. But if you truly want to get the most out of your camera, get familiarize yourself with focusing it yourself and measuring the light for yourself. Because once you get your skills together and it start making sense, you realize you have a lot more control. And with that control, you have more fun. You have, like, you know, you can... You get a better appreciation for every shot you take when you're the reason 100%, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody shooting manual. That's all we really got to say right now. You got any songs you want to throw on before we get back into the music? I'll put you on the spot right now.
Yeah, okay. So another one we're going to represent from my hood, Southside Jamaica, Queens. So The Lost Boys, Lex Coops, Beamers and Benz. That's a neighborhood anthem from back in the day. That group is very dear to my heart, obviously, from being from Queens. You already know. R.I.P. Freaky Ty. Let's get it.
I got to find it. Hold up. Beamers and Benz. You've put it on the show before, Aiden? Word. Well, I'm going to throw it on right now. Lost Boys, Jeeps, Lex Coupes, Beamers and Benz. Let's hear it.
Oh, we fam, finally up in this piece. Got my mans that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I mean? Word up. MCA, this is how we do any day. Me and Freaky Ty, Pretty Lou, my man, Big Nice. We be getting down representing, so this is how it go. Let me let you know how it be in the G-H-E, double D-O. Who's the worst in this here rap game? For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing, putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with the style that they call versatile. Don't treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. I seen a lot of break, I seen a lot of blow. Yo, it's a trip to see your fella slip. Get a grip, get a, get a, get a grip, get a. You don't even know the half of my crew. To be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, set it. You tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your bits and bats. And get the gats just in case we take it to the stacks. The Lex Coupes, the Beamers and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. Uh-huh. And all of my people in the pen. My man, keep your head up into the hoods. Coast, West Coast, or worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride. Nowadays, punks be frontin' like they ill. That bustin' caps ain't got a goddamn thing to do with you. Recognize what you frontin' for. Oh, I know your style. You never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race.
Man, you better stop.
Faking jacks, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, Ace Deuce Trey, at the best up at Zimbabwe. Hey.
come test me so I could release some stress from my chest, G. Is you down to go pound for pound? Toe to toe, blow for blow, round for round. I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder and the rain, causing confusion to your brain. It's the Lex, cools the Beamers and the Benz, and all of my ladies and my men, and all of my peoples in the pens. Keep your head up and to the hoods, East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with buffing on live. And if you with me, let me hear you say ride, ride, ride. Keep the jams live for the year 95. I got more niggas in my tribe than there's bees in the beehive. LB fam, every day stay high. Mr. Jeeks, every day high. Concentrate to get my thing straight. Make a plate before it's too damn late. The Lost Boys, yeah, that's who I bees with. That's who I runs with, who I smoke trees with. Pack your bags, head out of town. I'll be back around, so be gone before sundown. From Jamaica comes your name Cheeks, with techniques for the streets, so for rough neck beats. There's rumors going around about the Cheeks can't remain with me and my band, we're chopping grooves like a chainsaw. Talk what you wanna, do what you gotta. Well, let me tell you something, man, you can't do me nada. Alex cools the Beamers and the Benz, to all of my ladies and my men, and all of my peoples in the pens. Yo, keep your head up and to the hoods, East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide.
Y'all halfway peoples, I advise you not to try this. SS Chavez D, Sinister V's, Sinister Voices. Yo, action pack, Black Mac 10, Junior and his friend, not a pot to piss, starving brothers on a mission. 2:30, bring your plan to rob the toll booth, GW Bridge, got the weapon concealed, nothing to lose. They choose to break the rules at all costs, stick them in Jersey, hit the other side to New York, black and red leather suits and black biker boots. One got the gun, the other one controls the motorbike, adrenaline pumping, dreams of cash, anybody try to stop him getting lead in they face, believe that. Black pack on his back, ready for loot to fill, what a thrill, they gonna be robbing that booth for real. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. They choose to break the rules at all costs. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. Two minds steadily manifesting on thoughts. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. Two soldiers about to do this pickup, stick them up. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. It's you and I. Helmets on, racing down Route 4. Junior, pushing the bike, Ike toting the Mac. No time to be scared. When we on a pointed at him, tell him to fill the bag, cause we not getting high. While this time is 5:30, rush hour's thick. So they weave through the cars, get to the tow booth quick. It's a chick, he put it to her head and said it's a stick to the bag. Big bills, put the ones in my hand, we out. Hot, with the cops on our trail. Dipping and swerving, almost crashed right into a rail. Sweating like hell, they not even trying to see jail. So they pulled the sting and robbed the tow booth for real. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. They choose to break the rules at all costs. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. Two minds steadily manifested on thoughts. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. Two soldiers about to do this pickup, stick them up. Do or die, I'm saying it's you and I. It's you and I. Junior's weaving through the car, speed the cops can't catch. But they gaining on a mic, got a plan for that. Throw the ones in the air, all the cars at the break, so they could get out and get
some. It was me, Dez, and me, three, right? And on the first car, in small letters, it said, all you see is, and then, you know, big, you know, black silver letters that said, crime in the city, right? It just took up the whole car. Yeah, it was a whole car and shit, then it was a, you know.
Escúchala, la ciudad respirando. Escúchala, la ciudad respirando. Escúchala, la ciudad respirando. Escúchala.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit. The scribes can apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotics, draped in metal and fiber optics. We're mercenaries is paid to trade hot stock tips for profits. Thirsty criminals dig pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers is colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pay or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. Both partners, they all heartless with no conscience. Backstreets stay darkened, while unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened, like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweetened. If you choose to eat, you could lose your teeth. Many crews retreat, nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight the savages, NASDAQ averages. My narrative grows to explain its existence amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in the hail vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out. We smoke, retrace the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breaths, sitting on shitty steps, we stoop to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another, and ghetto birds were waters for from the hydrants to the gutters. The beast walked the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken, taking in plungers, plunging to death that's painted by the numbers. We crawl under plow pressure. Cats is playing God by having children by a lesser baby mother, but fuck it, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pool when the only pool you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary. So cats BMC and to illustrate what we be seeing. Hard to be a spiritual being when shit is shaking what you believe in. The trees to grow in Brooklyn, seeds need to be planted. I'm asking if y'all feel me, and the crowd left me stranded. My blood pressure boiled and rose. These New York niggas act to spoil their shows. To the winners, the spoils go. I take the L, transfer to the 2, head to the gates. New York life type trife, the Roman Empire State.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in, hail vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out. Green smoke, we trace the skyline. Yo, dope the bass ride out like an ancient mating call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest even against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
All right, CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Out of the Void Radio, coming to you at about 3:55 in the morning. 5 minutes left in our episode. That went by really quickly. I was here with my friend Cylon all night. Super sick to have him on this show. Really good guest. I'd say probably my favorite episode I've done of this show so far since I just started this new slot, but it's a pretty hard one to beat. Hopefully this stays on top for a while. You got anything to say, Cylon, before we close off this episode?
And just thank you for having me. It's been an honor. I appreciate being able to open up and talk my shit. Just want to give a few shouts out to some of my homies. Want to give a shout out to my homie Zexer, my boy Deese, Suba, Pease, Sieg, fucking Saze. All my homies that aren't here anymore, man. Much love. RP Phone. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting me, putting me on. My homie Lesko, Xenia, Stony, my whole Bay Area family. My family from all over. My peoples in Kentucky, everywhere. My boy Kerr, Slash and Burn, LNE. Yo, shout out to Rebo, Anso, South, MTNW, Smo. Yo, we out here, we doing it. Yo, Volvo, all my friends and family, Anger, everybody. I love y'all. Thank y'all for
your continued support and lifting me up when I'm down, because I wouldn't be shit without y'all. Word up. Also, big shout out to my homie Wacko, my homegirl Daisy, you know, all my peoples, my boy Neg, everybody. Y'all inspire me so much. Y'all keep me going. Y'all keep me creating. Let's fucking get it. You already know.
Respect. Those are some good shout outs. All right, let's close off the show. You got anything to say to anyone in Montreal real quick before we end it?
Thank you guys for listening. What can I say to anybody?
Anything.
Stay away from drugs, man. Try to stay clean. Stay away from the hard shit. Love yourself. You're going through something. You feel like you're overwhelmed. Talk to somebody. Find somebody you can talk to. Get some therapy. You can't get some therapy. Figure out a way to do whatever, man. This life is crazy. The world is a scary place and it's fucked up. But you're not as alone as you think you are. So remember that.
Remember that. All right, let's close the episode. This was Out of the Void on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's about 3:57 in the morning. You're about to hear Lady Fingers by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
My levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Good morning. My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family.